Our reading is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. And it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sometimes when we hear a passage of scripture read, some words leap from the page with special impact. And that happened to me when I was reading the epistle this week. And these words really came through to me with extra force. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I think it's a wonderful verse for this Advent season. And if it could be said of us that we abound in hope, we'll have a tiptoe of expectation in this season as we look forward to the great message of Christmas. Sadly, for some people, this is such a stressful time with all of the pressures coming from all directions that great message of hope can be squeezed out if we're not careful. And so I'd just like very briefly to run through a little acrostic based on the word stress, but actually it helps us to abound in hope. So if I should join with me to just think of that word stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, and just think of some of the aspects of Christmas that we must seize and enjoy. So the letter S, let's use this season to sing, to bring music into our life. We're very fortunate in this church to have beautiful music. It's already been proven by the introduction to our service today. And Christmas music, Christmas carols, with their marvelous message of hope, can really lift our spirits in this season. I remember once at a Christmas time hearing the Vienna Boys Choir, and they sung a variety of Christmas songs. And one of them they sung in their own language, and when I asked for an interpretation, they said, well, these are the words of that song. He who sings merrily and dances gleefully is armed against every sorrow. Cheerfulness stirs the sluggish blood to new passion, raises the spirit. What makes you glad makes everything good. So let's take time, and I'm sure many of you already are, to sing during this season. Letter T, think positively about the Christmas message. It's a message of hope and joy and peace. So let's be sure to give thanks daily for that great message. Once had the privilege to go to a memorial service for Sir John Templeton, who was a wonderful Christian and a very generous, very wealthy man, but he spread his riches to enhance so many people. And in the order of service, it had this quotation from him: "Thanksgiving opens the door to spiritual growth. If there is any day in our life which is not a Thanksgiving day, then we are not fully alive. Counting our blessings attracts blessings. Counting our blessings each morning starts a day full of blessings. Thanksgiving brings God's bounty. From gratitude comes riches. From complaints, poverty. Thankfulness opens the door to happiness. Thanksgiving causes giving. Thanksgiving puts our minds in tune with the infinite. Continued gratitude dissolves our worries." Sing, think positively. Letter R, rest. Take time to rest during this busy season. It's not easy. And yet, if we do take that opportunity, it can be a tremendous blessing. Maybe, particularly in a busy city like London, the pressures are enormous. But sometimes to come into a church like this and perhaps look at the crib and just think of that marvelous Christian story and message, it can really refresh and renew our spirits. Sing, think positively, rest, and exercise. Physically, of course, it helps to take time to rest. I've just finished reading a biography of John Stott, the rector of All Souls Langham Place for many years. And it said on a physical level, he was a great believer in a daily HHH. And I thought, what in the world is that? Apparently it was his horizontal half hour of rest after lunch each day. But we also need to exercise our mind and our spirit and perhaps dig deeper into what the Advent message is that will make us ready when Christmas Day itself comes. Sing, think positively, rest, exercise, and seek to do good. Seek to do good. It's been said at Christmas we need two hands. One hand to receive the great wonder and power of the Christmas message, and the other hand to share and do good with as many people as possible. What a wonderful example there is in the history of St. Stephen Walbrook. Over in the corner there, we have that telephone when the first Samaritan call was made. Doing good to others. And in our own circle of influence, if each of us really sought to do good, it would not only greatly enhance the life of the person we're helping, but also us as we seek to do good. Sing, think positively, rest, exercise, seek to do good. And what's the result of all that? We will survive and be ready to rejoice on the great Christmas Day itself. And so my wish for everyone here this morning is that great verse that we began with. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.